This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Last week, three individuals were murdered in Chapel Hill. All three were Muslim. Almost immediately, discussion of the possibility of a hate crime was trending on social media. Since that time, President Obama has spoken out against the killings, and Craig Stephen Hicks has been indicted on three counts of murder. The FBI has joined alongside the Chapel Hill police in the investigation. The BBC's Mukul Devachand has been watching the international response and joins me now. Thanks very much for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here, Phoebe. Hi.
So at this time last week, Chapel Hill shooting was one of the most widely used hashtags on Twitter. Remind us how that got started.
Yes, interesting. It was a global top trend. It was top trend in several countries, the US, the UK, and much of the Middle East, interestingly. And at BBC Trending, we kind of track hashtags and other social media trends and try and work out what agendas and what individuals are at play. With this one, we managed to work out that Abid Ayoub, who is part of the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee in Washington, D.C., which is a lobby group. He was actually the first person to use Chapel Hill shooting, used it to express grief, and then later discussed whether it was a hate crime. But that was very interesting because obviously it's a lobby group and, you know, he's a part of that. And he was part of getting that conversation going. Of course, not only people from that group were involved in that conversation. By now, almost 3 million people have tweeted Chapel Hill shooting.
And while they are tweeting with the hashtag Chapel Hill shooting, what are they saying? What is being said?
So it's then as now, much of it is just discussion, sharing articles about the incident, and talking about the kind of grief and horror that people feel about such a tragic loss of life. But of course, there is a debate there about whether it was a hate crime. And you know, for those who think that it was a hate crime, there is a debate about whether, you know, this was a crime in which Muslims were the victims. Of course, there have been incidents since then and before then in which Muslims were the aggressors, and those are seen as terror attacks. So people are saying, well, hang on, you know, is it right that Muslims are singled out as terrorists when they commit a crime, and when somebody else commits a crime against Muslims, then it's not seen as a hate crime?
Where does the online conversation stand now here in North Carolina? People are certainly still tweeting about it. But on the world stage, is Chapel Hill shooting still an active hashtag?
So I've got the graph in front of me. You know, on the one hand, the volume is still pretty high. So in the last 24 hours, I think there have been 12,000 tweets on using the Chapel Hill shooting, and many more uses of it actually in Facebook. But actually, if you look at the pattern, it's fallen dramatically since it first started. And really, Friday the 13th of February seems to be the drop-off day. So the peak is a couple of days before that, the Wednesday. It's still being very actively used around the world, but then it begins to become a lower-level phenomenon around Friday the 13th. Similarly, in Arabic, the Arabic equivalent also drops off the next day and becomes a much lower-level usage.
Early on, after the Chapel Hill shootings, comparisons were being made to the Paris attacks that led to large public rallies. Did the hashtags associated with Paris last longer, or did they fade in the same way that we're seeing the Chapel Hill shooting hashtag appearing to be fading?
No, they definitely lasted longer. So Je suis Charlie, or I am Charlie, was the main hashtag after the Charlie Hebdo attacks. And that did sort of surge at the beginning and then fall, but continued to have very high level of use and still does. That was a solidarity hashtag, really about free speech in some ways. And actually what happened was the language of Je suis Charlie was appropriated by all sorts of free speech causes around the world. In this one, Chapel Hill shooting, it is also a solidarity hashtag. What I found quite interesting was it was accompanied by another hashtag that was used many times with it, which was Muslim Lives Matter. Did you see that one?
Yes.
Now, Muslim Lives Matter was much more of a kind of a statement of sort of dissatisfaction and solidarity. Muslim Lives Matter also has fallen off. And interestingly, the people using it, there's been a strong debate amongst them. So one of the activists, a Palestinian-American activist who was instrumental in making that one trend, Linda Sarsour is her name, she then decided that she wouldn't use it anymore. She felt that actually it should be replaced with justice for Muslims. Now, the reason is quite interesting. You know, Muslim Lives Matter was itself a kind of a version of Black Lives Matter, which you may have seen. That trended after the Ferguson incident. And there was a kind of a debate between Black and Muslim activists about whether it was right to use Muslim Lives Matter. Did it detract from the wider Black Lives Matter question? And so in a way, that's possibly one of the reasons the hashtag fell off, because there was a kind of an internal debate among the many people expressing solidarity, and people didn't know what to use almost.
You said it fell off on Friday, that the hashtag really started to go away, the same day that President Obama spoke out against the shootings.
Yes, it's interesting, isn't it? So in a way, he addressed some of that anger. And I think also the fact that the question of whether or not it was a hate crime remains unresolved. And until something is said about that, you know, in a way, it's difficult to know what exactly to say. And that might be a reason that it's fallen off. Looking at the heat map, there's a heat map I've got here, which is showing the countries in which it was used. You may find this interesting. Chapel Hill shooting in English was used most of all, it seems, not in the United States, but actually in Indonesia, which is a majority Muslim country. So there the conversation was strongest. But in the Muslim world, things have happened as well since that date. You know, there have been, for example, there was the Copenhagen attack at the weekend. So that was another that captured a lot of attention. There was the killing of 21 Christians in Libya, Egyptian Christians, and Egypt then got involved in Libya by bombing Libya. So in a way, the attention of that part of the world was also stolen away, you know, away from this incident.
Well, it's all very fascinating stuff. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Phoebe.
Mukul Devashant is with BBC Trending. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.